1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Welcome to Hot Business on Hot 1027. My name is Peter Redlingeis. I am standing in for Michael Avery as he is on holiday, enjoying a nice long weekend. Now, however, it is time for our view from the market. We are chatting to Rob Towle, a portfolio manager at Sasfin. Rob, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Peter.
Been a bit of a quiet day on the market today,
huh? Very, very low volumes today on the market. 13 billion only went through. So, yeah, it was very thin in our local market. Definitely a long weekend for most traders.
Yeah, most of the big institutional guys probably not at their desks today. Good to see a little bit of green, though. It's been a while. Well,
it's very strong across the board. I mean, I don't think there's a sector that was down today. The laggards really on the mining side were Billiton, which down 1.5%, and Glencore down 2%. Other than that, most stocks up really firmly.
So this is actually quite interesting to me because I saw that commodities are, you know, particularly Chinese coal miners, regulators there sort of calling for, you know, higher prices or urging higher prices or whatever the case. And we're not catching a bit on the back of that?
Well, some of the other commodities have been firm today. Platinum's up over $950. Palladium's $2,200. So, you know, the platinums have been firmer. Gold's been firmer. On our side, you know, Exxaro and Sangula were actually negative today. So our coal miners didn't quite get a bid, but they have run quite firmly over the last 2 weeks. We expect Sangula's numbers out soon, so interesting to see how strong revenues they've got from these high coal prices. But it's interesting to see, you know, 2 weeks ago they said, you know, commodities might not be firm, there's recession coming. And in the last week and a half, we've seen a rebound in commodities across the board. So it's interesting to see, and I wonder if this recession will actually happen.
Yeah, I guess, you know, markets are forward-looking, right? So how much of this is the market kind of pricing in, you know, increasing or very sharp interest rates into the end of the year, and then we see tapering from next year? I guess that's the general consensus at the moment. Is that potentially behind the commodity drive here?
Yes, I think that the print from wages and employment in the States on Friday was a very strong employment number. You saw the states still employing huge amounts of people, and therefore they're expecting interest rates to carry on being firm. But earnings have been very strong, and it means that the economy is not in a part yet. So people are looking forward to maybe 2 interest rate hikes from the states. And if the economy can hold and not go into a very weak recession, they're looking through those numbers and again into a market growing again. So yes, I think the market is starting to look forward. I think you saw the bottom in June. You know, we can't say yet, but it looks like, you know, buying is coming through across the board. It's not in huge volumes yet, but it's definitely consistent. And every time there's a sell-off, there's a little bit of buying that's coming in. So there's huge days off that we saw in June don't seem to be there. So let's see if we've seen the bottom in June or not.
Okay. And then coming back locally, a couple of sort of SENS articles out today. Impact results look quite interesting. I don't know if you can maybe take us through some of your thoughts there.
Well, Impact, a good set of numbers. They were flat in the day. Not much volume went through, only 42,000 shares traded. But yeah, the underlying profit increased 21%, which is really, really good. Underlying earnings per share, they're really strong now. I think that you saw as we came back out of COVID and even during COVID, the packaging side of the businesses are strong across South Africa, and they've got good businesses in Europe as well. So the packaging really strong. Again, they've got load shedding, and they also had droughts in KwaZulu-Natal, the floods in KwaZulu-Natal, which impacted their business. But overall, a really good, solid number. And packaging in general is good. We saw Nampak's business starting to come right as well. That's packaging as well, but also tin food and drinks coming through from Nampak. So business on that side, packaging, paper, can, has all been solid in the last at least 6 months, and it looks like it's going to carry on that way going forward. So a good set of numbers from Impact, and a good sector to be in at the moment.
Yeah, but playing that recovery, right? And then lastly, just having a look at OneLogix. I mean, those are some bad numbers, and there's a management buyout on the line there as well.
Yeah, so management has said that they wanted it, and they made an offer at R3.30 on OneLogix. It's trading around R2.80. Since that offer came in to try that management buyout at R3.30, every statement they've sent has been quite negative. So that's quite interesting to see. But, you know, the trading statement was weak, although they did say that, a decrease in earnings between 60% and 80% in earnings per share, it's a big number drop, but still profitable. And they do say that their divisions are still doing well and are all profitable, but a very big drop in their earnings. The floods were a big part of that, and obviously last year's riots in KwaZulu-Natal also impacted them. There's also been quite a lot of problems on the truck side. We saw trucks barricaded in KwaZulu-Natal as well earlier in the year. So a difficult time for transportation in South Africa. But it'll be interesting to see if management still come off with that the bid at 330, or if they want to drop that down after, this is another trading statement which is quite poor. But I think management will still want to look to buy that, and it could be a trading opportunity for any aggressive trader that wants to look at that takeout offer at 330.
And to be fair, those make pretty good trades. If you find these management buyouts where you've got like a 10 or 20% discount, you just buy the stock and you wait for the delisting and you get your cash.
Yeah,
back,
so
right?
it's a time value of money and a bit of risk, and especially on the smaller companies like OneLogic. But it is, there are people that are aggressive and happy to do that. And so it's retirement investing, but definitely trading investors can look at that.
Okay, great. And then anything sort of look forward to in terms of the CPI or inflation print later on this week?
Well, I think everybody's looking for the inflation number, the CPI number out of the States on Wednesday. It was 9.1% last month. They're expecting it to drop to 8.7%, still a very high number. Mm-hmm. But as long as it starts to come down, the market will be happy. And if it prints much lower than that, 8 or 7.9%, I think you'll see stocks rally. But I don't think you're going to be too much guessing before that number comes out. So I think markets will be relatively smooth until that inflation print on Wednesday. So I think world markets are waiting for the inflation print. And is that oil price starting to affect inflation as that oil price comes off? Is inflation slowly coming down? So it'll be interesting to see. So that's what everybody's waiting for this week.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for chatting to us this evening.
Great. Thanks, Petri.
Yeah, Rob, I hope you have a great evening. Thanks for your time. That was Rob Towell, a portfolio manager at Sasfin, with your view from the market on hot business on Hot
102.7. Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.